News Quiz of the Year 1998, presented by Simon Hoggart.
Hello and welcome to the second part of the News Quiz of the Year. We begin with our traditional opening.
We start with the instruction sheet for an IKEA floor lamp, read by Charlotte Green.
It is advisory to be two people during assembly.
How very true.
Some snob once said of Michael Heseltine that he was a man who had bought his own furniture. Now the Tory party is reduced to assembling theirs. There'll be more about IKEA later. When the team reassembled in summer, they had to cope with a world seemingly gone mad. The Russian economy was in collapse, global weather went crazy, and Tony Blair was more popular than ever before. But the news which entirely dominated our panel's thoughts was the terrifying prospect of two more baby Spices.
Roy, which five who became four will soon become six?
It's the Spice Girls.
This is ventriloquist. Am I actually speaking? Have you? Yes, it's the Spice Girls.
Do you know them? No, they're a popular singing combo. Five became four, and then two of them are up the duff. I mean, it's blunt, but it's honest.
I think it's really nice. I mean, they've had their careers. They're getting all this flack in the papers. People say, oh, they're only doing it to get council flats.
Who's your favourite Spice Girl, Jeremy?
Oh, Melanie Brown's my favourite.
Mine's Madda Jaffrey.
I'd be a bit worried if I was carrying David Beckham's baby when you feel it start kicking.
Victoria Adams and Mel Brown have joined the growing list of celebrities with swelling bellies, which include Melanie Blatt of All Saints and Paul Gascoigne of Middlesbrough.
A deaf man, Henrik Bengtsson, tried to chop off his wife's fingers with a bread knife because she nagged him in sign language. Henrik, now in jail, said, I'd had enough. I would close my eyes, but the moment I opened them, she would start off again.
Stuart, who explored the third way with Tony, having exhausted the other two?
Well, I think you might have been gentle with me. Is this a reference to, perhaps, Bill Clinton and his travails?
It is.
So it's 4-hour humiliating admission to the American people of all kinds of wickedness and sexual deviation and stuff like that, at the end of which, rather hearteningly, I see that his approval rating amongst the American people has gone up slightly, which is quite cheering. And perhaps I noticed that now the honeymoon period for our own glorious leader is over and his popularity has dipped. I was wondering whether he might, you know, take some advice and come out saying, now, look, you know, I'm not such an angel myself. I've got a couple of Catherine Cooksons that are way overdue, you know. So, but
we were told it was going to be pure filth, this thing, and in fact it was rather dull. It was like, remember those old Brains Trust programmes where every single question, someone like Professor Joad would say, well, I'm not prepared to answer that until we've challenged the premise. When you say, do we exist? It depends what you mean by do. And Clinton kept this going for 4 hours, you know. It's like, when I said there is no sexual relation between myself and Ms. Nowitzki, this was strictly true because I was talking in the present tense and at the precise moment I was testifying, and even I am not capable of having sex and giving evidence at the same time.
You know why he's confused? Because he's from Arkansas, where sexual relations mean sex with your relations.
Little Rock, I think the place is called, isn't it?
Yes.
That was what Lewinsky's problem was. She was caught between Little Rock and a hard place.
Take no cleverest joke, be my own. It is one, as I said, doing the rounds, but they say now that as Air Force One touches down, the captain says, now, Mr. President, if you'd like to return the stewardess to the upright position.
He's looking a pretty dispirited figure these days. During the press interview alongside Boris Yeltsin, you definitely saw him lose the will to live a couple of times.
So. They had these Matryoshka dolls, didn't they, of Monica and Bill, and one fits inside the other.
Well, he only went to Russia in the first place because he'd heard it was on its knees.
A gigolo who preyed on a 35-year-old woman was jailed for 6 years yesterday. The victim gave evidence at his trial that the man admitted to her he'd played the gigolo in Belgium, but at the time she thought it was a musical instrument.
Back home, our seaside resorts used to be famous for ferocious battles between mods and rockers with flick knives and bicycle chains. Why didn't they think of arming themselves with handbags? Francis, where was the sea air slightly less chilly after a freeze lasting 22 years?
Oh, it's Grocer Heath and the grocer's daughter. They went down to Bournemouth, where William Hague wanted to show what a sort of young and hip and happening party this was. So he wheeled out all these geriatrics to snooze in armchairs around the stage to encourage young people to join. He had a slogan up, something like listening, learning, leading, I think, behind the stage. Not waving, but drowning. But it was actually like the Night of the Living Dead, and all these Hammer horror figures you'd quite forgotten about suddenly returned from the grave and started beating one another up. Kenneth Clark, I think, attacked Norman Lamont, who attacked Michael Heseltine, who attacked Margaret Thatcher, who attacked Ted Heath. Well, she didn't attack him, she just sat in front of him and ignored him. And Ted Heath, I think, then attacked William Hague, who said, go back to your constituencies and prepare for bed. I think.
Anne Widdecombe was very good, though. She was attacking the Labour government over the lack of manacles in delivery rooms in hospitals. It seems a shallow observation, but the Tory conference are not an attractive lot, are they? I mean, if all those people were born in the same village, you'd blame pollution, wouldn't you?
Alan, which Caribbean tourist took to surfing in cold blood?
Apparently, Darwin got it wrong when he arrived on these various islands with the Galapagos turtles and things. He'd assumed they were indigenous species and hadn't come from anywhere else. But they had, because they could all swim. And the Caribbean is full of lizards from different islands that came on surf waves. They said, wow, terrific morning, surf's up. And all these little lizards got on their little boards and they started in places like St. Kitts and ended up in Bermuda. It's why the Tories have the conference at Bournemouth. They sort of hope something new will come in on the tide. Go look, a leader. Isn't it? Just another jellyfish. Oh.
Parachute only used once. Didn't open. Small stain. £100.
Oliver, who refused to feel sheepish about their fair dodging fiddle?
Ah, yes. Farmers in the Hebrides got cut price ferry fares to the mainland if they popped a couple of sheep in their car. And so they go over, sheep, leave their sheep with a friend, and then go off on holiday to Barbados. Ramsgate. You Toxeter.
Wouldn't work in the ferry to France because the sheep would just be burnt at customs.
You'd have to be a very good friend to leave your sheep with him for a fortnight, wouldn't you?
A spokesman for the Island Council at first dismissed suggestions that islanders have been taking sheep on holiday. But changed his mind when he came across a flock of lambs with "My ram went to Octomucty and all I got was this lousy T-shirt."
Dougie Walker last night proved his worth as a team player in a comfortable triumph for the British 4x100m quartet. Walker's third leg proved decisive in ensuring victory.
David, where might one vote soon decide one's future?
Is this the royal family? This is the fact that they only wish to limit the powers of the monarchy, which I think is a good thing because of just one area, which is the fact that they own all the swans, that you can't do anything to a swan. There's not even one thing you could do to a swan, which is eat it, but you can't do anything to a swan unless you're the queen, which is very bizarre. And I think we should get our swans back.
Actually, David, I know a bit about Greek mythology, and there is more than one thing you can do to a swan.
I always wonder, is it literally just the Queen who could eat swans? I mean, does Prince Philip come in going, cool, that swan looks nice, can I have a bit? And she's going, no, I'm having it. And she has to eat a whole swan, because you cook the whole thing, and she's there for days, and it's swan curry, swan sandwiches, swan curry, swan vesca. The thing about swans, everyone just goes, do you know, a swan could break your arm with its wing. The Queen, therefore, has got more chance of having her arms broken than anyone else in this country.
She could do demonstrations, couldn't she, of breaking a swan's wing with a single blow of her arm.
I reckon that's how the Queen Mother broke her hip, you know. Too near the swans. Come away from the swans, Mother. I'm just looking.
St. Dunstan's Church, West Peckham. Classical music to appeal to all tastes and ages will be performed by Peter Bonnet. Tickets cost £4, including wine and nibbles from the rector.
Alan, which public schoolboy owned up to fagging?
Yeah, it's Prince Charles. He said he had a couple of large ones behind the chicken shed, and I thought, this is a new exposure. But it wasn't. He had a couple of Capstan full strengths when he was 11.
Why do they have chicken sheds at public schools?
You don't want to ask. You want to ask... They have to stand up every morning and be examined for the presence of feathers. That's why the Prince of Wales's crest is three feathers with... Ich Dien underneath means I serve.
Alan there explaining the royal prerogative. As Parliament reassembled in the House of Lords, possibly for the last time, the government was quick to claim that it would be challenging the fat cats who tried to squeeze every last bit of money from ordinary folk like us. In spite of this, Delia's new cookery course did appear on BBC Two. Meanwhile, our panel continued to fight their own personal battles. In Alan's case, World War Two all over again. Alan, which typhoon failed to go down a storm?
Oh, I love this. In the dark days of the last lot, when we were facing Johnny Bosch, there was an aeroplane called the Typhoon. But since then, we've all linked up, and we're buddies, and we built this thing called the Eurofighter, which we wanted to call the Typhoon, and the Germans didn't like it, because they're not as nostalgic about the... about the great days. And as a result, the Eurofighter is going to be called the Eurofighter in Italy, Germany and Spain, countries I still think of as the Axis. And anywhere else where decent people are, it's going to be called the Typhoon. Very pleased about that. Hope we get a crack at them again. I'd have called it the Spitfire, and to hell with it.
British companies involved in building the plane denied they'd chosen a name designed to provoke the Germans, saying they'd put forward many alternatives, including Take That, Fritz. For you, Johnny Cabbage Eater, the war is over. Get your towel off my deck chair.
The reference to Gordon Brown's plans in the Wednesday edition should have read Creating a Fair Society, not Cheating a Fair Society.
Jeremy, where did Too Many Cooks spoil the book launch?
Oh, this is good. This is Delia, who's in a row with, what's his name, Rhodes. Gary Rhodes, him with the old Nigel Kennedy, middle-aged man, can't come to terms with ageing hairstyle. and matching earring. And he savaged her, because she's got this new book or series, or book and series, which is Back to Basics, which is called something like How to Make Fire in a Hunter-Gatherer Society. and he said, I hate Delia, she's a boring old patronising bag, and I hate all other TV chefs. And then someone whispered to him that his reward card was going to be confiscated. Anyway, it's all been made up now, and she's still doing this very boring series about meringue.
You saw it.
I saw a bit about meringue. I wandered into
you
the room.
You hypocrite! You know
she was doing it, but she was whipping this meringue.
Oh, that's why you went in.
In a Charlotte kind of way. and she said, talking dirty to it.
She said, "I'm whipping it to stiff peaks." She said. She said, "You don't want a peak that softens and curls."
That's right.
Very exciting. The way she handled eggs, you wouldn't believe.
I think it was all to do with audience research, that they know perfectly well they can't boil eggs, but where the genius of Delia Smith came into all this was that she worked out they couldn't boil water. So the first programme was all about what you do. You have a special aluminium saucepan and you put water in it, and you put it carefully on the stove. Now, the programme wasn't long enough for you to see the water actually boiling, so she then said, "This is one I boiled earlier." And at the end of the program, she said, "And next week we put the egg in."
Overweight mother of three, Michelle Spong, is expected home today after a successful operation to staple her stomach in a drastic attempt to help her lose around half her body weight. Mr. Spong praised his wife's courage. It took a lot of guts to do what she's done.
Jeremy, who's putting an end to whining about wrinkles?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. You do.
Do I? Yeah. I know.
Think free radicals. Cancer. It's about claret.
Claret.
And if you drink it, your face goes smooth.
I know this. If you drink claret, your face goes smooth.
Absolutely.
At least it looks smooth. It goes smooth because you're lying face down on the ground.
It's just this red wine has these antioxidants in it, which removes the free radicals, which age our skin.
Mira told me that you put hemorrhoid cream on your wrinkles to get rid of them. Didn't you, Mira?
Not me personally.
You did tell me that.
No, I did. Models do. One does.
That's what models use for a shoot if they've
had a bad
night.
Something you say at the chemist. I'd like a tube of hemorrhoid cream for my eyes. I don't think anybody actually puts it on.
It does, because it shrinks the skin.
Made from shark's liver oil, you know, hemorrhoid cream. They tried doing shark's liver as a sort of Jewish starter, and it was too greasy. So they decided, wow, this is doing me no good at all. I might as well just... And then they did. That's how Jazz was born.
I saw a tube of hemorrhoid cream once. And it said anusal. I didn't realise it was anusal. Strange, isn't it?
There's another one called pelusmia, which is what I always thought was pronounced pilusmia.
There's another one called grapes be gone. That's very popular.
Hopeful mid-30s lady, single mum, seeking real gentleman who knows how to treat a lady with a moustache.
We're a nostalgic bunch on the news quiz. We remember the good old days when an England cricketer could beat someone and not end up in a French court, when a Russian cabinet reshuffle didn't just mean rearranging the vodka bottles, and when getting a mad cow into Europe didn't involve tickets for Lady Thatcher's latest lecture tour. Ron Davis gave a whole new meaning to an error of judgment, and even our own programme hit the front pages.
Some of you may have read in the newspapers that last week's news quiz had to be edited in order to comply with a top-level BBC memo. We'd like to reassure listeners that no such editing took place. We proudly defend our editorial independence in the face of attempted censorship from any quarter. With that in mind, should the news demand it, we would have no hesitation at all in describing as a known... who enjoys nothing more than... Thank you all for letting me set the record straight. So, Francis, which Sky pilot wants to keep the cabinet in the closet?
Well, the Sky pilot must be old Teb.
It is.
Is it? Lord Tebbit. I mean, it's very easy to, you know, to be horrid about Lord Tebbit, so we might as well. He wrote a letter to the Daily Telegraph saying that homosexuals shouldn't be in the cabinet. Well, only in certain jobs. Apparently they can be, just hypothetically, trade secretary or something like that, but they can't be home secretary because they might do each other favours. I have no idea what he's on about. Anyway, the party he belongs to, I mean, they're, of course, 100% heterosexual, and they've never done one another favours in government, so he's quite...
Throughout the centuries, there have been rumours about the doings of those in government. Pitt the Younger was believed by many to be gay, Lloyd George was accused of corruption, and there are dark rumours that Peter Mandelson is a socialist.
It is reported that a gang of thieves have hijacked a van load of Viagra. The police are believed to be searching for a gang of hardened criminals.
Linda, what did Ron Ron Dadu Ron Wrong Wrong?
Well, as far as I could see, he went for a walk. This is Ron Davis, Welsh Secretary, as was. Went for a walk on Clapham Common, met this sort of old Rasta bloke. Had a chat with him for a couple of minutes. Bloke said, "Oh, do you want to come to my house for dinner?" And, you know, as it can happen. And Ron sort of probably thought for a minute, like, oh, on the one hand, you know, I'm an important member of the government, I'm the Welsh secretary, I might well be the first minister of the new assembly, I mustn't embarrass the government, I mustn't do anything silly. On the other hand, I could murder some rice and peas. So off he goes to Brixton, and had his car nicked, all went horribly wrong. And then the next thing I saw was my teammate here, John, interviewing him.
I kept thinking that at 6 o'clock you've got a lot of children listening. Now, we've explained the whole President Clinton business to them. Now they're asking, what about Clapham Common? And we say, well, you know, people play there during the day. But the difficulty is, as you pointed out, I mean, all we know definitely is this food fetish problem. And I don't think we can take it much further than that. I mean, there is this
meal. Well, the Sun has taken it further than that. They've decided what happened because they've got their usual gay druid orgy I Stedford robe lifter type kind of thing.
There's another great Welsh parliamentarian, Lloyd George, who said if you want to test the temper of the English people, you must talk to the man on the Clapham omnibus. And I thought, I think it was difficult for the Prime Minister because obviously Ron Davies made clear that he wanted the punishment first, not the explanation. And that's what's been confusing us all week, I think.
Yes, the resignation came as a terrible shock to Ron Davies's followers in the tiny mining communities of South Wales. They refuse to believe he might be gay. As far as they're concerned, they say he'll always be one of the village people.
An article about George Michael's new home, published in May 1998, was accompanied by a map of the area and photographs of the mews in which he lives. We're sorry if these identified the whereabouts of his home, as this was not our intention.
Linda, whose hospital stay fully tested his immune system?
General Pinochet, a dictator, retired. Well, though he still potters, I believe. If you give up when you retire, it all goes, doesn't it? Surely you're saying, oh, he's got diplomatic immunity. I don't know why he should have diplomatic immunity. I doubt if he's ever handed round the Ferrero Rocher in his life.
As a lawyer, I think he's going to get out of it because extradition has to be done very, very properly. You've got to stick within the law, and it's clearly a honey trap that they set up Margaret Thatcher to attract him to Britain. And that must be cheating.
It's like the story about the Mrs. Thatcher passing the homeless man in the street with a sign saying Falklands veteran. And she says, oh, how wonderful, how marvellous, I must give you £10, which she does. And he looks up and says, oh, muchas gracias, senora. Alan, why yet again was Britain having to fight them on the beaches?
It's not about, hey, where the mink is?
Yes.
Oh, right. Well, there's this last outpost of empire. A group of stones that disappears when the tide comes in. And some frog stood on it with a Patagonian flag. A man called Jean Patois and said, I'm taking this back because of the Falklands.
The only thing on this place is a lavatory, apparently. Just a little lavatory.
Really? Is there a lavatory for passing fishermen? I thought that was extraordinary.
You can't pass fishermen, that's the
Just brought the tears to my eyes there.
You can't pass a fisherman, but you can swallow a fisherman's phrase. I thank you.
Thank heavens that in the midst of economic meltdown and climatic devastation, we still have our listeners to concentrate on what really matters in the daily papers. The clippings. Here are some favourites picked out by our panellists.
Pensioner Rosemary Corkin thought that a talkative parrot would be the perfect companion to keep her calm and ease her heart condition. But the plan backfired when William, the Amazon Blue, proved to be so traumatised by bitter quarrels between his previous owners that he insisted on reenacting them at top volume twice a day. On his first day in his new home, William revealed his turbulent past by screaming at the top of his voice, Don, you're a damned liar! Liar! Liar!
Mine comes from Pet Queries column in the Bucks Free Press. It says, my children have grown up and left home, my husband is out all day, and I'm looking around for a rewarding outlet for my energies. Do you think it would be a good idea to start breeding with my Labrador?
Oliver.
from the Shropshire Star, this is. The annual report from the police chief of Dyfed Powys claimed that most people who die in road crashes in mid-Wales are satisfied with the way the police handle the situation.
Linda.
This is from The Guardian. In Memphis, Tennessee, a pregnant woman is suing the pharmacist who sold her the contraceptive device that so evidently failed to work. The woman spread the contraceptive jelly on toast and ate it before engaging in unprotected sex. She demands damages of $500,000, despite saying, "Who has time to sit around reading directions these days, especially when you're sexually aroused?"
John. This is from the Singapore Straits Times, and it's an advertisement announcing a public forum on male sexual health organised by the Singapore Urological Association. Capacity 450 participants on a first-come, first-served basis.
Hello. Mine is from Monday's Daily Telegraph. There's a Kenyan poacher who crept up on an elephant and began milking it, was badly injured when the animal discovered what he was doing.
Jeremy.
This was sent in by a young listener to the news quiz called Kim Alush, and it is page 181 of the IKEA catalogue. At IKEA, we want you to be able to put your hand on everything without putting it too far in your pocket.
We hope you'll join us for the new series of the News Quiz in March. In the meantime, we leave you with our best wishes for 1999 and a clipping from a booklet titled Beautiful Wales, read by Charlotte Green.
What Abersoch and Aberdaron have in neatness and style, Pwcheli makes up for in at least having a history, being granted a charter by the Black Ponts in 1355.
Taking part in the News Quiz of the Year were Alan Corran, Jeremy Hardy, Linda Smith, Francis Ween, Andy Hamilton, Roy Hattersley, Michael White, John Sargent, Clive Anderson, Stuart McConey, John Bird, Oliver Pritchett, Steve Punt and David Quantick. The programme was researched and compiled by George Poles and written by George Poles, Dave Cohen, Tom Jameson and Jed Parsons. The producer was John Rolfe.